Let's talk about lyrics. Everyone loves to sing along with their favorite rock and metal songs. But how often do we actually stop and really think about the words that we're actually singing along with? In this series, we're going to discuss the meanings behind the great classic rock and metal songs that we all love to just sing right into our steering wheels. On our maiden voyage, we dig into a classic rock and prog rock classic, the song, of course, Tom Sawyer, arguably Rush's crowning moment. Its unique song structure, chord progression, melody, and interplay between drums, bass guitars, and synthesizers is only matched by its cinematic and metaphoric lyrical content. But what the hell is it all about? Stick around.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
Of course, the iconic riff, that dark minor key thing from the classic, the crowning achievement probably of Rush's career, Tom Sawyer. It's their most recognizable piece of music from the album Moving Pictures, which is really an amazing culmination of everything that they had done all through the 70s. And they had found a way to take all that prog stuff that they were doing and bring it down to about 4 minutes and 30 seconds or so of pure magic. And it's one of those songs that if you know nothing else about Rush, you know the song Tom Sawyer. You probably know a few other songs off of Moving Pictures as well. But Tom Sawyer is really the quote-unquote big hit from that album. Let's talk a little bit about the song itself. Now, those of you that are watching the video, those of you guys that have access to the video, we put them up on YouTube and everything, you'll notice that I do have the lyrics to Tom Sawyer off to one side of the screen here. Just to refresh your memory, it is a very misquoted song, by the way. I know that I had probably, I'm going to say probably at least half the words wrong. in my youth, and it wasn't until much later when I actually sat down and looked at the lyrics and went, oh, that's what the words are. So it's one of those kind of songs. The song was inspired or brought to Neil Peart's consciousness, if you will, by a mutual friend or a friend of his, Pi Dubois. Pi is a lyricist for the band Max Webster. And this isn't the first time that they collaborated on songs together. So Pi Dubois brings these lyrics. And there's some debate out there in rock history as to whether the original lyric was titled Louis the Warrior or Louis the Lawyer. Wikipedia says that it's Louis the Lawyer. Other sources say it's Louis the Warrior. Wikipedia, I don't put too much trust in a lot of their stuff sometimes. There's some great videos out there where rock stars talk about their Wikipedia pages and things that are completely crazy on that are not true. So this may be one of those. This may be one of those things. Anyways, Pi Dubois brings this idea, and it's this idea of the modern day rebel. We were, as a society, we're coming out of this sort of 70s era of free love, free drugs, everybody partying, disco, kind of these sensual kind of excesses into a world of more material excesses that would become the 80s. Wasn't completely defined yet. Really, a decade doesn't really start to kind of really take shape until a few years in. This is early 80s. But Pi wanted to come up with this idea of a modern day Tom Sawyer. Tom Sawyer is a guy that was a rebel. And if you've read the book, which all the guys in Rush were studied in school and were big fans of, it is about this character that kind of goes his own way, does his own thing. And Neil Peart was very interested in this idea, explored most prominently in the song Free Will, which came out, I believe that's on, and guys, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that's on Permanent Waves. If I'm wrong, I apologize. But it was before one of their 70s albums, before Moving Pictures, of course. So anyways, on that song, he really explores this idea of free will, the individual. And Neil was reading Ayn Rand and people like that, and just was feeling this idea that what if we had a modern day Tom Sawyer? What if we had somebody today who was kind of giving the finger to society and saying, no, thank you. I will do it my way. And I've said this many times that I believe that is the ultimate message. If there is a message in rock, in all of rock, is that this idea of, stick, as Jack Black said so eloquently in School of Rock, rock is how we stick it to the man. And Tom Sawyer was the guy who could really stick it to the man. So this idea of a modern day Tom Sawyer, a guy that is kind of going his own way in the world, doing his own thing with not in a necessarily evil way or a way that would hurt anybody, but just saying, I'm going to do it my way. You can go ahead and have your society with all your materialism or maybe all your ideas of politics or whatever, but I'm going to sort of be my own person and live my life my own way. So let's talk a little wee bit about some of the lyrics. A modern day warrior. So this is, so the word warrior also shows up in this. So it could be, your origin could have been Louis the Warrior. In this first line, a modern day warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride. So he's sort of putting forth this idea that you kind of almost have to be mean. It comes across as kind of selfish when you say, no, thank you. No, thank you, society. I'm going to do my own thing. Though his mind is not for rent, don't put him down as arrogant. So it can be misconstrued sometimes when people are very independent as kind of being arrogant. They're not really arrogant. They just want to live life on their own terms. His reserve, a quiet defense. And this is this line always fascinated me, because this idea of being reserved is a kind of quiet defense. So this is a kind of guy who doesn't run his mouth about everything going on in the world. This is a guy that isn't, every time something political or something happens on TV or in today's world on social media with some political thing, isn't throwing his hands up in the air and running around like a chicken with his head cut off. His reserve is a quiet defense. So he's like, I'm going to kind of like chill out on this. I'm not going to buy into all the hype about what's going on. Riding out the day's events, current events, the river. And this is a reference to Tom Sawyer, the river, which is a whole theme throughout Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn as well. The river is just the flow of life. What you say about his company is what you say about society. So what does that mean? What you say about his company is what you say about society. There's something to really, really, really think about. So who is his company? Maybe his other cohorts, the other people who are around him who are kind of maybe thinking the same way too. Catch the mist, catch the myth, catch the mystery, catch the drift. So the song is inviting us to say, this is something different. Like, maybe you want to start thinking this way. Maybe society doesn't have all the answers. Maybe the answers are within yourself and being an individual. The world is. Love and life are deep, maybe as his skies are wide. This is saying that there's a bigger world out there. This society's rules and regulations and everything, that's so small. But the world is love and life, and it is deep. and it is wide. It's huge. There's so much more out there than what we're sort of being taught or told. Today's Tom Sawyer gets high on you, and the space he invades gets by on you. So there's this idea that this individualist perspective can become kind of infectious if you let it. No, his mind is not for rent to any god or government. Always hope, always hopeful, yet discontent. He knows changes aren't permanent, but change is. Let me read that again. No, his mind is not for rent to any god or government. So, no, he's not going to give himself over to religion or even to the government. He's not buying the line of horse crap that, you know, is out there in the news or what the government is trying to push. Always hopeful, yet discontent. So he's like, this is not a guy who's morose. This is a character who's like, I think it's going to be okay, but I think we could do better. He knows changes aren't permanent, but change is. And that's really powerful because that is the old adage that the only constant in the universe is change. What you say about his company is what you say about society. Catch the witness, catch the wit, catch the spirit, catch the spit. It's the same idea of, hey, join us. Check this out. This is like a new way of thinking about stuff. And then the song, you know, now the warrior is going to exit. Exit the warrior, today's Tom Sawyer. He gets high on you and the energy you trade. He gets right onto the friction of the day. So he's not afraid of friction. He's going to get right in there. And he kind of gets high. He kind of gets off on tweaking society a little bit. You know, that's kind of his thing, to kind of mess with the world a little bit and see if he can shake things up and maybe get us to think a little bit. That is really what Rush's lyrics do, period. I mean, if you really take the time to listen to Neil's lyrics, they kind of like tweak you around a little bit. They make you think a little bit. They take you into different places if you're willing to go there. So that is my assessment, if you will, my sort of interpretation of the song Tom Sawyer by Rush. Great song. It's on the album Moving Pictures. If you're not familiar with, there's a lot of other great material on that album. We did an album podcast on it a couple of years ago. Kevin O'Connor and I did it, and you can go back through the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus archives and check it out. Speaking of that, you are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Big changes coming. A lot of cool stuff is happening. More guitar-oriented videos and more. I think we're going to do more lyric stuff like this. We're going to see how it goes. We have some comments here on our Facebook Live. We're going to get into that in a minute. If you'd like to participate in the Facebook Lives with me, you'd like to, you know, come on in and join the discussion. It's a great community of people here. You can go to LouLombardiRocks.com. That is LouLombardiRocks.com. And you can meet all these really awesome people like Barb and John and Bill and Billy and Jake and all the folks that are just kind of hanging out with me as I'm doing this tonight. And we're going to have a little discussion when we're done. So you can check that out at LouLombardiRocks.com. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out. And I'll catch you all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.